This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Row in a Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. It is a safe bet to say that operas as a genre is the least performed in this country, where the performance scene is dominated by musicals, not even straight dramas. So opera lovers, here's something coming your way, a comic opera, Le Lisere d'Amore, by the Italian composer Gaetano Donizetti. The production is by the Eat, Sing and Travel People, EST, interesting name, and the director of the production, Christopher Ling, and the music director is Juan Montoya. Welcome, folks.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you very much for inviting us.
Christopher Ling, first, I must congratulate you on the successful run of Angels in America.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
wonderful.
You so much.
Now, Juan, where are you from?
I'm from Colombia, South America, right in the top corner of South America. Yeah.
In terms of its weather, very much like Malaysia?
Actually, it's kind of like Malaysia. Our weather is based on altitude. So, for example, if you are close to sea level, it's hot. If you are in the mountains, it's kind of cold. So my city is actually 1,500 meters up. So the weather is kind of nice.
Genting.
Yeah. Kind of like Genting, yeah.
What brought you to Malaysia?
I finished my master's. I was studying in the U.S., I finished my master's in piano performance and orchestral conducting, and I wanted to get a job in Asia, actually, explore Asia. And I applied to different places, different countries, and actually Malaysia and UITM was the first place to reply back to me and say they were interested in me. So I just came right away.
And now you're working at?
I'm working at UITM University. That's my full-time job here.
And your responsibilities there include teaching and...
Yeah, I'm actually teaching there. I have a small piano studio with a couple of students, and my main job is there is as a conductor for the UITM Student Symphony Orchestra.
What courses do you teach?
I teach piano, the orchestra, and theory, music theory courses too.
And that's the reason why you have been engaged by EAT. I want to say eat, drink, and be merry.
Yes, it sort of trips off the tongue that way.
EST, yeah.
EST.
You've been employed by them to take responsibility for the music of this production.
Yeah, to direct the music part of the opera, which is a really big part of a production like this.
How are Malaysian singers? I know I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah, I have to be
careful.
You
say they're no good, you cannot go back to teaching.
Yeah, you must be careful with this answer. But actually, I find them really talented. Sometimes I feel sad because they should get more opportunities to perform in big events like an opera. Usually, I see they struggle a lot to get together and have small concerts, usually with piano. So I'm actually very excited to give this opportunity to the soloists, to the choir, where they can have... I mean, being part of an opera is a big thing. And I think this is the first time we are having a decent orchestra size. So they are ready for it. They are ready for it.
Yeah, before I jump into the opera, one question. I have heard people say that, you know, because we are Asians, we don't have the kind of physical structure to sing well.
Yeah, we were talking about that before. I think the structure, as I mentioned before, is good for male voices. I have to be honest, I love male voices. They are really strong here in Asia, really deep. Their range, it's very wide. With women, it's a little bit different because the color is different. So sometimes it's difficult to find a color you can adjust, but still okay. I mean, everything is towards the positive side, yeah.
Coming to the opera, Christopher Ling, you are the director of this production. Mm-hmm. Is directing an opera the same as directing a straight play, like your Angels in America?
It is a completely different monster. my background is plays and musical theatre, and you think, okay, what I'll do is, you know, in attacking the opera, I'll try and use the same strategy that I use with, you know, strategy that I use for musical theatre is just basically adapted from what I use for the play. With an opera, I thought, okay, when I go into this, I will use the same tactics and strategy that I know. But the thing is, an opera feeds you so much more information. Can I put it that way? So much more in terms of what is required from a scene. So much is so much more structured in a sense.
Where is this information coming from?
Okay, this is coming from the libretto. This is coming from the music of the opera. Now, the thing is, when I first came in contact with the opera many, many months ago, the first thing I did was listen to it, you know, just listen to it on a CD or that sort of thing. And to be honest, as with most opera, it puts you to sleep. So I have to wholly admit...
You are sitting beside Juan Montoya, who is the music director.
That's right. Yeah. But he knows this.
We talked about this.
I confessed this to him earlier. I have to admit, you know, just listening to the music alone... You know, it didn't engage me. But having said that, the interesting thing is this, because just then, a few months later, I got myself acquainted with, if I'm not mistaken, the Paris Opera, the Bastille Opera's production of L'Elysée d'Amore, and everything clicked and made sense. So for myself, maybe because I'm a visual person, not so much an audio person, but a visual person, I needed to see a staging of it and then match it with the music. And you know what, Suning, right now, you know, I've listened to this opera all the way through 3-4 times, and of course we're doing rehearsals of it. And the music is wonderful in the sense that I can hear a snatchet of music and I can go, okay, it's this scene, this character, this person saying this to who. Albeit that it's all sung in
Italian.
Even
though you don't understand Italian, you're beginning to see how it all comes
exactly.
together.
Exactly. And you know, and it's quite a laugh hearing me trying to cue scenes in Italian, yeah, because I speak not a word.
This production is in Italian.
Yes, it's in Italian, yeah.
Does that pose a challenge for the singers?
Of course, I think when you are singing in a foreign language, it will always be a challenge. So you have to do a lot of research, a lot of coaching. And not only that, when you are singing operas, you have to adapt your pronunciation accordingly to your melodic line. So actually, sometimes you are singing in German, but some parts you have to make like your vowels close. That happens in Italian too. But actually, I think Italian is a really beautiful language to sing.
Yes.
It's really musical. It's kind of like Spanish, like my language. It just like sings itself. So.
I was wondering when you bring in Spanish.
Yeah.
Since you're a native speaker of Spanish, does that put you in a position to help them pronounce some of the words in Italian?
Yeah, it helps. It helps, yeah. It helps you. We have different pronunciations, of course, but it helps a lot because the position of the mouth, the position of the tongue, it's very similar.
In terms of the libretto, has anything changed? Because based on my research, there were some, you know, mm-hmm. some people perform it one way near the, is this talking about the latter part of Act Two?
Yep.
Any changes on your side?
On our side, edits. Juan was mentioning earlier that the duration of the opera in full is about 2 hours 40 minutes.
2 hours 30, 2 hours 40, okay. Around that. Yeah.
And, but what has happened is for this particular production of the opera, quite a sizable chunk has actually been sliced out in the interest of time. So right now, the running time looks at about 2 hours, minus an intermission, of course. But most edits have been done purely because of time, not so much because of content. As you would know, you know, we receive the raw material of the libretto and the in staging, it just depends how far you want to push the envelope. I think I have sort of an idea which scene you're talking about. Mm-hmm. It's a scene where Adina, the lead character in the opera, is cajoled and seduced by Dr. Dukamara, who's the sham doctor, to buy a bottle of this love elixir, this love potion. Yeah, but in our production, of course, it's a tiny bit more. You see, my concern, of course, is this whole thing is being sung in Italian. You know, it's my job, I think, as a director, whether it's a play or a musical or an opera, is to make it as accessible as possible. So I've decided to declutter most of it. It needs to be.
This is supposed to be a comic opera, and I assume the comedy is in the language itself, what is being said. So since it's going to be sung in Italian, how are Malaysians going to catch all that humor? Because you can give a translation, but it's still sometimes things get lost in translation.
I think Christopher has been doing a good job on that, because we will have subtitles and the singers are actually acting very well. People will catch up what's going on. Even if you're not reading the subtitles, you will know what's going on. You will follow the trauma of the whole thing.
So the physicalization
Lots
of the humor, is it?
Not so slapstick. very much that, actually. You are right, Suning. It is in the language, but it's also the physicality of the characters as well. For this production, there's a lot more enhancement of that element. Yeah.
What are the challenges of getting singers to act? Or that maybe acting is somehow... Yeah, it's okay because we're at the end of the day about singers.
Yeah, on my side, I had to put that to rest very early on, because you see, the thing is, do you hit the acting? Do you emphasize that? But you know what? Juan always hits it on the nail. He reminds the cast. He says the singing is important, of utmost importance. Just yesterday he mentioned that to the cast, and I totally agree with him. It is the singing. It is the singing. It's this beautiful language of melody, first of all. Then you get the layer of language. Only because it just so happens to be in Italian, right? Then all these other physicality things come into play. But I think in an opera, correct me if I'm wrong, but in an opera, it is the singing that is foremost first, and then acting. You know, of course, lots of work going into that, but... I always remind myself, Chris, this is an opera. You know, it's not a straight play or whatever it is. It's an opera. So it's the song, it's the singing first.
And actually, this is, I mean, historically, this is one of the best well-written operas. Still in the top 12 for, 200 years. Mm. So this opera has been written very smart. So the singing actually helps the acting.
Yes.
And I think Christopher has been catching that, so... the acting is not getting into the way of the singing. So it's, the music flows itself.
Is this going to be live music, or is this going to be like a minus one?
No. We are using an orchestra, a 17 people orchestra, which is, I think, a very good size for this type of production.
Where are you going to be placing the live orchestra in this space? I'm just trying to picture in my head, you're going to have your actor, you're going to have your singers on stage performing. Where are you going to sit the orchestra?
The orchestra is literally on stage. The one thing that Deepak Theatre cannot afford is an orchestra pit. So in lieu of that, they literally sit on the main level of the ground level of stage. And what we have done is the setting is contemporary Italy. So we are looking at the piazza of a village, sort of, you know, pseudo size. I keep joking with the cast, it's like Kuala Kubu Baru. So you can imagine Kuala Kubu Baru with
small town
piazza in Italy. Yeah, that's the sort of thing. So and what's happened is that is primarily the setting, and we've raised that. So, yeah, so we sort of bluffed the non-existence of a pit.
So even if we are in stage, the acting will happen a little bit up. They will have a...
That's right.
Like platform or something.
Yes, that's right.
The Elixir d'Amore, the Elixir of Love, presented by the Eat, Sing and Travel People, the EST, from Wednesday, October 8th through the 12th. No performance on Friday, October 10th at the Damansara Performing Arts Centre. Tickets are priced from 83 to 103. Thank you, Christopher Ling, director, and Juan Montoya, music director. This is Front Row on a Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.